Okay, so we're jumping into a deep dive today that honestly surprised me a bit. We're looking at professional rug cleaning and preservation, using source material about high-end rug care. I always kind of thought cleaning was just, oh, cleaning. Why treat it like some specialized science?
That's really the heart of it, isn't it? Our mission here is to kind of pull apart the difference between just, surface cleaning and what true fiber preservation actually means.
Okay.
We're focusing on the specific services that get you those refreshing results the sources talk about. It's about understanding why you need real expertise for valuable pieces.
Right, let's unpack that then. The service provider explicitly promises, like, a trio of things: expert washing, deodorizing, and fiber protection. That seems specific.
It is.
But what really makes expert washing different from, say, the carpet cleaner van you see around?
Ah, that's a crucial point. Expert washing, especially for things like Oriental or Persian rugs, isn't just about power. It's about knowledge. Well, first, they have to test for color fastness. Most standard cleaners, they skip that.
And that matters
Because
because.
if you hit a vegetable-dyed Persian rug with, like, high-pressure hot water without testing, you could get catastrophic dye bleed, colors running everywhere.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So expert cleaning often means full immersion washing, sometimes by hand or with really gentle, controlled machines. It gets the deep down grit out without wrecking the dyes or the knots.
That makes a lot more sense. And the source material mentions this applies to all types of rugs, but specifically calls out Persian and Oriental so that careful washing protects the dyes and the structure.
Exactly.
But what about the fiber protection part? Is that just, a fancy way of saying stain guard?
Well, yes and no. It's definitely protective, but it's often more technical than just a stray-on guard. It's really where maintenance becomes preservation.
Okay.
It usually involves applying specialized polymers very carefully. Yeah. Essentially, these tiny molecules wrap around the individual wool or silk fibers. They create this microscopic barrier that repels water.
A hydrophobic barrier, right?
Exactly. So it resists water-based spills, and even dry soil has a harder time grinding in. But, and this is important, it does this without changing how the rug feels or looks.
Ah, so you don't get that plasticky feeling.
Precisely. If you've invested in a beautiful hand-knotted rug, the last thing you want is to ruin its texture. This protection secures the fiber itself against future damage. That's key for longevity.
I see the technical side, but connecting this back for you listening, is this lifespan extension thing a real measurable benefit, or mostly just marketing talk to justify a higher price compared to basic cleaning?
Oh, it's absolutely measurable. Think about the cost of not doing it. Restoration is expensive, and replacing a valuable rug, even more so. The whole point isn't just getting it spotless, though that enhances the appearance, obviously. It's about protecting your initial investment.
Right.
When you stop abrasive dirt, which acts like fine sandpaper deep down from destroying the rug's foundation, and you minimize the chance of permanent stains, you are directly extending its structural life and keeping its value. That's the core benefit.
Okay, so wrapping my head around this, the key takeaway isn't just about getting dirt out, it's about how it's removed and what's done afterwards to protect it.
I got
It's a tailored process, especially for delicate things like Persian and Oriental rugs,
it.
focusing on specific steps, color fastness tests, that immersion washing, the polymer protection, all aiming for, well, making it last as long as possible structurally.
Exactly right. And if you want to dig into the specifics of how a company might do this, the source material actually points to their detailed explanation page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's https://www.samsantiquerugs.com/cleaning-process. Seeing a breakdown like that helps you recognize what real expertise looks like. They also provide a contact number, 972-503-7750, and an email, samsrugs.dfw@gmail.com, if you wanted to inquire directly.
Good resources. So this whole conversation leaves me with a final thought for you. We've established this need for specialized care for something intricate like a Persian rug. But what else do you own? Think about it. Leather furniture, maybe some artwork, specialized wood finishes. Items that seem ordinary but might actually need you to seek out specific expertise to truly preserve their value and extend their life. Maybe true preservation starts when you stop seeing something as just a thing and start treating it like the specialized investment it might actually be, something to think about.